funkar det här?
Jag vet inte.
Namn och sörjan är här på fastigheten.
Vi kan fråga precis vad ni vill sen.
Det var på den här klick. Du har satt upp det här.
Yo he traducido el castellano al sueco y del sueco al castellano.
Y del sueco al castellano, perfecto.
Sí, ¿y tú?
Yo voy a moderar la rueda de prensa. Bueno, Razas León, buenas tardes a todos. Bienvenidos a la rueda de prensa de la película de sección oficial de Giant, Jaten, película programada en esta 64 edición del Festival de San Sebastián. Y para hablar de la película, tenemos con nosotros a su director, Johannes Nyholm, a los actores Christian Andrén, Anna Jelkerud, Johan Killen, al director de fotografía Johan Lundborg y a la productora María Dalin, perdón por mi pronunciación sueca. Y quería, bueno, antes de nada, de abrir turno de preguntas, quizá que Johannes nos explicara un poco la película, en el sentido de, bueno, cómo surge esta película y cuál es su ópera prima, además, ¿no? Es su primer largometraje. Entonces, bueno, que nos hable un poquito de ella. Gracias.
Hello. Thank you very much for allowing me or us to come here. We are a huge bunch coming from Sweden and Denmark, 26 people all together. So it's a huge thing. For us all, this is almost the first time the film is shown, the first time in Europe, and it's been pretty mighty experience to be in this great cinema and have this fantastic response. So muchas gracias for that. About the film, it's had a lot of different inputs. Mostly from personal experiences I've had through my life that I've kind of combined into a story that people are supposed to follow. I mean, I've played a lot of petanque in my life, for example, playing in a club that's quite similar to the club in the film. And I had a dream when I was very small, when I was 4 years old, that was like a feverish dream that reoccurred many times during my early years, and it gave me a kind of weird vision of reality and a feeling that I couldn't communicate to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world couldn't really communicate with me, and that gave me inspiration to this kind of alienated psyche of the main character, Rickard, in the film.
Muy bien. No sé si hay... Oh, sorry. Si hay preguntas para director, los actores o cualquiera de los miembros del equipo que están aquí. Una pregunta. Sí, ahí tenemos una. No se oye, a ver.
¿Sí grito?
Ahora se te oye.
Vale, perfecto. Me gustaría saber de todo ese universo que está diciendo el director que ha mezclado en la película, ¿cuál es el que le ha tocado la fibra para reunir este paisaje tan diferente de personas y al final contar un cuento triste de una madre y un hijo que no se encuentran? Gracias.
I missed a few of the words, but I mean, it was always important for me to have. I mean, if you explain this film in just a couple of sentences, it might sound very tragic and dark, but it has always been the objective for me to show a film full of light and a lot of humor. So every time I had the possibility to choose between the two, to go deep down. I've always, or to make it a bit lighter, I've always chosen the later, because it's so, it's like an easy goal, or whatever you say. It's like, it could be, there's no, for me, it's no use to kind of dwell too much into something. The film is more, for me, it's more trying to portray the possibility of hope in any situation, even though it might seem really, really tough. There's always a glimpse of a hope or a possibility of a saga hiding there somehow. I'm not sure this was really a good response. I mean, the ending is a lot about that, for sure.
¿Más preguntas? Tenemos... Sí, sí, ¿tienes otra? Sí, sí, sin problema.
No, solo me gustaría que profundizara un poquito en esa idea del gigante, esa metáfora tan colorida, tan, tan brillante, y sobre todo que me explicara la elección de los actores. ¿Vale?
With a giant, it was an idea for me to have a small guy encapsulating the whole world in a way. He looks so... so unmighty in his appearance. But to me, it was really important that that I could show that there's hiding a whole universe inside him. If you're just curious to see it, there's so much in him that you can that I want to lift up. And about the cast, there's a combination of a lot of so-called amateur actors and professional actors, and to me it was mostly important that I could find people that had that could relate to the characters in real, that had maybe experiences that could color the character that they are portraying with the. With Rickard or Christian Andrén, I know it would be an impossible task to find a person that could portray this guy with this mask on him and that, kind of that you could have his thoughts and his mind and his the depth going on inside him to be conveyed through this super thick mask. But it was really, really important to find a person that could... that had a lot of experiences and that could understand Rickard, because I don't think many people do in that sense. And... otherwise, I mean, the casting process has been so important for many reasons. It's written like a combination of a documentary and a fiction film, and I really want the documentary feel to be since there's so many extreme situations, so many extreme people in there, with Rickard the most extreme of them all. I want people to believe in him and to believe in this universe that it's actually happening for real. And then I wanted people to be in there that doesn't seem that they are acting. So that's why I choose to work with a lot of amateurs and a lot of actors that are so good that I look like amateurs. You take it as a compliment, Johan. You too, because it's compliments.
Yeah, it's the most difficult thing to play if you're going to do a character work like that. That you have a director that trusts in you and that let you go, and also when you're going to intervene with a lot of people that doesn't have the experience of acting, but they have an experience of being a human being. And then you play with that, and that's really, really fun, and it's also really important that you feel that support, that people don't just say, stop, no, go back, you didn't get that line.
What I want to have from an instructor is the situation where I'm starting and where I'm going, and then let me alone together with the rest of the cast. And that has been fantastic to work with Johannes in that sense.
Sí, sí, tenemos allí. Sí, iba a decir quizá que los otros actores, ¿no?, nos cuenten un poquito su experiencia.
Alltså det var det här är det bästa jag gjort.
Esto ha sido lo mejor de lo que he hecho nunca.
Nu är jag helt nollställd. Ursäkta.
Perdona, estoy un poco bloqueado.
Nej, men det var fantastiskt att vara med i filmen.
Ha sido fantástico participar en esta película.
Och att få gestalta Rickard. Jag har ju liksom erfarenhet om autist och sånt där, i och med att det finns i släkten.
Tengo experiencia del tema del autismo, es algo que hay en mi familia y por eso ha sido una gran experiencia desempeñar el papel de Rickard.
Och sen att få liksom arbeta med, alltså skapa en person. Det är liksom, ja, det är fantastiskt, alltså liksom. Jag gillade manuset direkt när jag läste det.
El hecho de participar en la creación de un personaje ha sido una experiencia maravillosa y me gustó el guion desde el momento que lo vi.
Och ja, sen jag fick ju liksom frågor om jag hade klaustrofobi och det sa att jag inte hade, men jag visste inte mycket.
Me preguntaron si tenía claustrofobia y yo dije que no, pero realmente no sabía hasta qué punto.
De skulle liksom skulle ha den där masken på mig. Och man fick ju vara med på möten och, för det var ju viktigt att liksom att jag ska klara av att bära mask hela dagarna.
Me refiero a la experiencia de llevar la máscara puesta.
Och sen att dagarna var ju väldigt lång genom att man tog på masken, det tog ju 3-4 timmar ungefär att ta på sig masken, och sen 8 timmars inspelning och en timme att ta av sig masken.
Las jornadas de trabajo eran muy largas. Tardamos casi 3 horas en colocarme la máscara, luego trabajamos unas 8 horas y luego tardamos otra hora más en quitarme la máscara.
Så det var tidiga morgnar.
Es decir, que tuve que madrugar.
Och sena, sena kvällar nästan.
Y trasnochar también.
Nej, men alltså det var fantastiskt, alltså att få gestalta. Och det var ju utmanande scener, att men jag gjorde det bästa jag kunde, och det är ju resultatet som ni har sett.
Ha sido una experiencia maravillosa. Yo he hecho todo lo mejor que he podido y el resultado es lo que habéis visto.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Okay. Yes, you translate. Det är alltid svårt, tycker jag, att när man blandar professionella skådespelare och amatörer.
Siempre es difícil el hecho de mezclar actores profesionales con actores amateur.
Och Johannes är oerhört krävande och noggrann och ger sig inte. Jag teaterskådis är jag från början.
Johannes är en director muy exigente que nunca se rinde. Bueno, yo desde el principio he trabajado como actriz de teatro.
Och han han var väldigt noggrann och han plockade ner alla eventuella teatermanéer man eller jag hade på ett väldigt väldigt bra sätt.
På vilket sätt då?
Nej, men man har tillit till dig.
For me it felt more like I was relaxing and gave you total freedom and it just went really well without me doing anything.
Yes, maybe, but I felt that you, I felt secure with you, and I felt that you were secure with me. And when you said something, I understand you totally. And as a theater actress, I understood what you wanted and what I had to, vad heter det, göra någonting åt.
Me dejaste muy claro lo que tenía que hacer. Sentía confianza contigo como director.
Ja. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all.
Eso es todo.
For now.
Eso es todo de momento.
Hola, buenas tardes. Enhorabuena por la película. Es una película bastante delicada, tiene muchas sutilezas y es muy bonita. Entonces, preguntarle a Johannes cómo consiguió la producción, cómo se vende una historia de este tipo, cómo consigues una producción para tu ópera prima, porque me imagino que, como comentabas antes, es complicado contar esta historia y conseguir financiación para ella. Y luego a Johan y a Christian, que cómo fue la relación entre ellos durante el rodaje.
First a question for me and then for Johan and Christian. Okay. How did I sell the film? I used to work a lot with music videos and short films before doing this feature. And almost 10 years ago I made a music video for an artist called The Tallest Man on Earth, which I interpreted his name very literally and made that music video be about a giant walking around in the north of Sweden whistling a melancholic song. And it was really good to have that that short music video as a reference point for financiers or people that didn't really grasp the concept of the movie. And also I've made kind of documentary look, films that looks a bit like documentaries, but with this kind of fantastic, unreal situations. So I try to show that as well and combine that with this music video into some little nice cake for them to munch on, squeeze them down their throat. And I mean, it's always impossible to make people buy your ideas if they haven't the film in front of you. It's really hard. But we met a lot of people and traveling the world and trying to convince people all over. Maybe you would like to add a few words on this? Producer.
Hi. Financing of a film is always difficult. But we had a great opportunity in Cinemart in Rotterdam where we pitched the film for 50, I think, financiers and co-producers, where we won an award. And after that, some doors really opened and we met some very enthusiastic people in France, in Denmark, in the Netherlands, and in Europe as a whole, where we got the chance to put a really great funding together. So the difficult thing, I guess, is always with a debut film, but Johannes has such a particular kind of style that if you really love it, you really love it. So we found some financiers that really wanted to be part of the film because they loved his previous short films. So we aimed for the people who really loved his style.
For the question for Christian and Richard.
Sí, era hacia Johan y Christian, que cómo fue su relación, sobre todo Johan, que es un actor más consagrado, cómo fue su relación, porque es una relación muy, muy cercana en la película todo el tiempo con Christian, que cómo fue esa relación durante el rodaje.
Fine. We had a good time. No, I think it's, as always, when you walk into a process like this, it's so open that you are open and that you really look at your co-player in the eyes and you go from there. I mean, you can't put in your acting technique or acting method when you are on shooting. So we had a good time and we could joke around and also we had you had to kind of take in consideration where you are, where the team is, where he is, and you know, just be open. Isn't it so, Christian? Hade vi inte skoj?
Jo, det hade vi. Verkligen skoj.
Sí, nos lo pasamos muy bien juntos.
Jag minns första provfilmningen, eller ja, som jag fick träffa dig, Johan. Den dagen fick jag träffa flera andra som ja, skulle spela mot mig, alltså rollen då.
Me acuerdo del primer día cuando conocí a Johan y a otros muchos actores.
Och då var det du som var favoriten, största favoriten. Och jag minns när vi satt, eller gick ut och rökte tillsammans. Och ja, vi fann liksom en vänskapsrelation direkt.
En ese momento me di cuenta que Johan era mi favorito. Y cuando salimos para fumar un cigarro, directamente hubo conexión.
Och sen att ja, det fortsatte ända in i filminspelningen. Och dessutom när vi var till Simrishamn, jag och frugan, så att det var liksom toppen. Och ja, jag gillar samarbeta med dig.
Ha sido una muy buena colaboración. Incluso hicimos un viaje juntos a Simrishamn, un pueblo en el sur de Suecia.
Yeah, I have an old school there, so we could stay there for a week and play bull, hanging out, talking about life, some about death, not really, but life, yeah.
Sen som du säger, att öppenhet är det som är viktigast.
And we were good at improvisation together, and that's fun. It's like playtime, you know.
Y tal y como dice Joan, dice Ricard, que es muy importante estar abierto cuando se conoce a nuevas personas.
¿Hay más preguntas? Me gustaría a mí plantearle a Johannes Nyholm, la película, como he dicho antes, yo es su ópera prima, pero él tiene una importante trayectoria como cortometrajista. Ha estado con sus cortometrajes en la Quincena de Realizadores de Cannes, Annecy, etc. E incluso tiene una serie de animación que se llama Child of Little Puppet Boy, un corto que es Puppet, que podría ser, en cierta manera, esta película prolongación de su trabajo en los cortos y también cómo ha sido este paso del cortometraje al largo, ¿no?
I mean, it's been both a small step and a huge step at the same time. In one way, I'm usually traveling around in a similar universe in my films, combining surreal elements with the everyday kitchen sink realism. But on the other hand, I usually have produced my own films before in my own company with a small crew, a few people, a few actors, or maybe dolls or puppets that I've been moving around. In this film, it was like sometimes 300 extras and a crazily big crew. So it was totally different in that respect from what I've done before. But I really enjoy putting myself in a kind of impossible situation where I lose control, because I think that's the only way to have real life pour into something is if you put yourself in chaotic situations. So it's a tough balance to play to get real life and not get too much chaos. So I've been trying to be on the right scale in this balancing act, and I had a lot of help in this balancing act with Johan Lundborg, the cinematographer. In many ways, he's been my kind of right hand. The film is shot very much like a documentary, and it was important for me to have a cinematographer that could direct himself and that could work in a documentary style and really help me, since I didn't have an assistant director, and I didn't want Johan to have a traditional B photo, because we should be very mobile to get this documentary look. So my question to you is, Johan, how does it feel? What's your opinion on this way to work? I mean, you are. Am I allowed to ask questions?
I think we had lots of fun, for sure. And I mean, my background is in the documentary filmmaking, so I'm very comfortable. I remember when we did the birthday party scene, Johannes kind of. We said action, and we did the thing, and then you kind of disappeared for like 50 minutes, I think.
I was in front of.
Yeah, you were in front. You were kind of walking around as an extra, telling every people what to do, and you know, directing in front of the camera. And I was all by myself for like 50 minutes. It was a 50-minute shot, and I felt really sorry for myself. I'm like, no, this is terrible for me. This is so tough. And then I realized, but it's actually even more tougher for the boom guy. Who has to hold the boom for 15 minutes. But that was fun, I think. And of course, as a DOP, you kind of strive and aim for making things look good all the time. It's kind of in your how you think. And Johannes is the opposite in many ways. You kind of want things the so every time we put on all these lights and stuff, you know, to make it look good, Johannes would walk into the set and he said, this one, turn that down, and in the end we had no lights or anything except for one lamp or whatever. And so we had to find the balance, or like this kind of realistic, non-luxury style in his everyday life, Rickard's everyday life. So but that's kind of, it's a little bit hard sometimes as a DOP then to actually aim for things to not look so good, because that's what you like in those parts anyway.
Yeah, it was important to get a really big contrast between this documentary style and the more surreal, fantastic universe of The Giant.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was great fun.
Bueno, tenemos que ir terminando ya, pero no puedo terminar sin hacer una última pregunta, que es, ¿por qué la petanca? Es decir, ¿por qué el juego de la petanca? No es un deporte que estemos acostumbrados a ver en el cine, ¿no?
Yeah, I guess that was actually a really tough point when it came to financing. We had that question a lot then, because it's not really maybe a cinematic sport per se. It's a lot about just standing still, focus, breathe, like meditation. But to me, that aspect of the sport fit very well with the main character, Rickard, because he's doing an inner travel. It's like he's trying to create some magic by thought, in a way. I've been playing petanque a lot. I played in a club similar to that club in the film. That's also, of course, a reason why it's there, because it's part of my life, part of my experiences. But it's also, it's a sport that when you play it really, really well, it feels like magic. You can, on a distance of 10 meters, you can shoot a ball that hits exactly on the millimeter, on the spot where you want it to happen. Everyone that played petanque for a long time have felt that sometimes. I'm not a really pro player, but still, I felt it a lot of times just playing it, and it feels like magic.
¿Y los actores habían jugado a la petanque antes de la película, Christian?
No.
No.
Jag började spela pool hårdträna inför filmen när jag fick veta att eller en bit innan jag fick rollen.
Nunca antes había jugado a la petanca, pero empecé a entrenar de manera intensiva cuando me enteré que me habían dado el papel.
And I got a trainer and he worked a lot. But I'm an old juggler and a hockey player, so yeah, it went okay. It was fun, but I haven't touched a ball since then. But tonight I think we're going to have a tournament, so why not come down to a park?
Samma, jag har inte spelat sen efter inspelning, men man är... Nej, jag gjorde inte det med Johannes nu, utan men jag har önskemål att nog börja ta upp lite grann med boule.
Desde que terminamos la grabación de la película no he jugado a la petanca, pero ahora vuelvo a tener ganas de jugar.
Bueno, por cierto, dentro de media hora, ¿no?, en la plaza de Guipúzcoa habrá un campeonato de petanca con el equipo de la película y el de otra película colombiana que tenemos en programación, así que están todos invitados, plaza de Guipúzcoa a las 7. Y con esto, bueno, pues terminamos esta rueda. Muchísimas gracias a todos los presentes por haber venido con su película. Gracias.
Thank you very much. It was a great experience. Thank you.